WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B morning show. I'm scared, Hunter. I have fears. 925 WIRX 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about a fear or fears that you'll probably never get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have them. I think it's part of human nature to have fears.
What do you got
worries.
A fear of?
I told you. One thing I will probably never, ever get rid of is a fear of being struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Like, and all joking aside, like, honestly, thunderstorms, if I'm out walking around, like, there's always a part of me like, I'm going to get hit.
We had an old football coach. I had the same fear, man. Yeah, anytime it would rain, you could see him just get a little weary.
It just is.
And then that dark cloud would roll in. He'd be like, time to wrap practice up. Let's go.
And mine also stems from, because I hate being shocked. Even if it's just like static electricity in the wintertime. Oh, dude. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And now
it's a little different than getting struck by lightning.
Exactly. Take that little ew on my finger. I can't even handle that. You think I'm going to do all right with getting struck by friggin' lightning?
Have you been close to a lightning?
There's
strike?
Been a couple. One time in college, I was heading back to my dorm room, so I parked my car in the parking lot, and it was this big circle. Like, so you pulled in, and then it was apartments all the way around.
Uh-huh.
And mine was on the top at the very end, so I had to walk across the entire parking lot to get to mine where I parked, and it was raining, dude. And I swear to God, but right when I got to, like, the staircase,
mm-hmm.
other end of the parking lot, coming! And I was like,
it's like, yeah. I don't know what being flashbanged is like, but it's got to be kind of close.
Dude, flashbanged by
Boom!
God.
Right.
That's what, yeah. You're yeah. getting flashbanged by Jesus upstairs, man. Give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What fear that you have that you'll probably never get over? We'll be back. All right, good morning. 7:39, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
All right, what is one fear that you'll probably never get over? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Hunter, do you have one?
Yeah, I got a fear I'm going to be stuck behind Grandma on Napier for the rest of my life. Going 25 miles an hour. God, let's go!
That's a terrible fear.
I have a dream every night. It's a nightmare, not a dream.
It's a nightmare.
She just keeps going slower.
Damn it, Grandma.
And slower and slower.
We got some great comments on Facebook. We'll read those in a little bit. Let's take a phone call right now. What is a fear that you'll probably never get over? WIRX, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, so probably my biggest fear that I'll probably never be able to get rid of is I'm pretty scared of my mother.
You're scared of your mother?
Yes, especially during, like, wrestling season. It's where she's always looking over her shoulder. I want to try to, like, maybe get a little bit of water, a little bit to eat, whatever. And she's always keeping me on my diet, and it's just terrifying.
Oh, man, dude, you got a strict mom, huh?
Is your name Norman Bateman?
It's probably going to pay off, but not fun for the time being.
Get in that soft bat, son.
Hey, yeah, you get in there. You ain't sweating enough, boy. All right. Well, hey, mommy knows best, so don't be scared, okay? Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Continue to spit in that Gatorade bottle.
Dude, God, I remember those days. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
I wonder if his mommy gives spankings.
You know, I never understood. Jeez, man. You know, I never understood that about wrestling. You know, why don't you just wrestle at your healthy weight?
It doesn't work that way.
Why?
I remember, so I played football. High school, I was about 160 during football season, then I wrestled 140.
Yeah, I was 160 pounds, then I dropped down. I wrestled at like 42 pounds.
I was miserable.
Right.
My high school girlfriend, Emily, she was like, you were such a jerk during wrestling season.
Right,
I'm like, I'm sorry.
Sucks.
I was hungry.
It sucks.
I was hungry.
Yeah, I didn't get that, man. We had some wrestlers that dropped like 80 pounds, dude.
You have to.
Like, dude, you're a zombie out there. Of course you're not going to win a wrestling match. You can barely lift your arms.
The good thing was, other than the, our 103 pounders, like the little tiny guys and our in our heavyweights.
Oh, they could eat all they want.
Oh, dude. I remember sitting there just like, if I was lucky, I would get a sunflower seed. And then you'd have our our 210 guy who's just shoveling food in his face.
Just eating pasta, loving lunchtime. You know, come on, guys. Let's just all agree on that.
The nice part is everyone's tired. Everyone's malnourished.
Man, I need to lose like 65 pounds this week. God, dude.
Even after you weigh in, you can't. Spent like 2 day tournaments were the worst because you'd weigh in and then you still had to make weight the next day and you got like a pound. It's like, oh, God.
Well, you lose all that weight, then you'd weigh in, then you get to wrestle the next day. Yeah. So you just shovel food in into your body for that day. Your body just goes into shock.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know? I always look like an Ethiopian child.
A little wrestling gut.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Ryan is, he has a fear of mice.
Oh,
come on, Ryan.
You pussy.
Come on. Cinderella. Nice to say it, Cinderella. It's a mouse. Let's see. Jen's greatest fear is losing one of my children.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And the parents.
Way to bring it down, Jen. Jeez.
You know.
Let's see. Brian said the show lasting through the year. You know what, Brian? Suck a high hard one, all right? How about that? Hey. Don't you suck an egg, Brian?
Don't you got a job? Don't you got some trash to dispose of?
Don't you get out of here. Let's see. Caitlin is a fear of anything alien related, being abducted, UFOs, aliens.
I'm telling you. Be careful out there. You're out there.
Are you and Hunter having conversations? Stupid, pointless conversations about aliens?
It would be pretty nerve-wracking, man, getting abducted by an alien.
Let's see. Chad has severe thunderstorms. He's got a fear of severe thunderstorms. I'm right there with you.
Heights in there? Does anybody say heights? Because I got a fear of that.
I have not seen any heights. Spiders are a big one. Matt and Christina, they got a fear of spiders.
Heights is a weird one because you don't know really you have a fear of heights until you actually
get
to the edge and you're like, oh, my God.
That's a really good point. You all of a sudden, knees start shaking. You're at a point. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is a fear you will probably never get over? Rock 107 WIRX. What fear do you have that you'll probably never get over? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What fear do you have? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, I got a fear, and it's really kind of a new one. But yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to get over it.
What's that?
My fear is that I'm going to live long enough that the snowflakes are going to take over and be running the country, and I'll still be alive, and then I'll end up in jail for hurting somebody.
Nice.
Yeah, the fear of the weak millennial snowflakes. I like it. That's actually a legitimate fear. That is a legitimate one.
Oh, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
But those millennials can ruin everything.
They're scary, man.
They're so scary. Let's take another phone call. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Larry. Hey, do you have a fear that the Vikings will never win a Super Bowl?
No, I don't. I actually, you just mentioned it, I have a fear of heights.
Yep.
Which is something you're not even tall enough to worry about.
You! All right, well, on that note, we'll talk to you later, you ass.
Yes.
All right, bye.
I'm going to stop answering his phone calls. You know what, Larry? You bastard.
Oh, Larry.
You bastard. He brought us breakfast. I'll let it slide. We got some more great comments on Facebook. Elijah said, someone or something watching me when the lights go out.
That's kind of scary.
There are times. So I'm up every morning in the dark. Like, it's dark no matter when I get up. Doesn't matter summer or winter time. And there are times going through my house because I don't want to wake Kiki up, so I'm kind of fiddling around in the dark, and I'm just waiting for one of these days where I flip on the lights and something's going to be standing
right there.
He's got goosebumps.
Right there, staring at you.
Hey! You know what always scared me? I'm trying to think what movie it was where a guy's in a bathroom, and it flashes to him, and then it goes to him, and it's a mirror shot, and then there's like a little, like, this blood-covered, like, demon thing.
Conjuring.
Is that what that is?
I think so.
Dude.
I think it's The Conjuring.
And I always think about that. I always think about one of these days I'm going to close my vanity mirror in the bathroom and that thing's going to be right there. Jesus.
I'm telling you, man, it's one of the best pranks ever. We used to have a cutout of Princess Diana, one of those full-size cutouts. Dude, we used to hide that thing around places, you know, especially the bathroom because it's always dark in the bathroom. You flip the light on. God!
Jesus! Kayla has a fear of moths.
kind of weird. Moths are nice. They're good. I think they eat the bugs that you don't like.
Really?
Yeah. Moths are good. It's a good animal to have around, or an insect to have around.
Let's see. Jenny's afraid of the dark. Randy's afraid of wasps. Randy has a fear of wasps. Yeah. Let's see.
I have a fear of going somewhere and, like, without there being a bathroom around.
That is a, for you, that's,
well, it's gotta be for everybody, right?
That's a legit thing.
It's like, for instance, like we'd go golfing at Pipestone before they were like officially open.
Yeah.
So like the clubhouse wasn't open.
Yeah.
I was always afraid I'm going to be on like the opposite end of the course, dude. And all of a sudden just my stomach.
Oh, no.
What do I do?
It's like, say you're going to the woods, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More fears that we have when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's 8:01. I think we've gone over fears enough. I don't want to freak anybody out. But thank you, everyone, for the amazing comments. There is a lot of heights, a lot of snakes and spiders. Mm-hmm. Some unique ones, like Jennifer is, she's got a fear of werewolves.
I don't think you had to worry about that too much.
What about werewolves of London?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's scary. You just scared Jennifer. Stop it.
She turned the radio station.
Naomi is scared of cornfields. Naomi, by the way, is I moan backwards. Yeah. Fun fact. TJ is scared of birds.
Getting trapped in a cornfield?
Maybe just because cornfields are usually like synonymous with scary, like murderous children or other aliens. A lot of aliens in cornfields, okay, you know? Right. Yeah, why are cornfields so creepy?
Let's go to the corn maze.
I ain't doing it. Leanne's scared of flying cockroaches. Donna and Tim are scared of clowns.
Yeah. I used to be more scared of spiders than I am now. Yeah. I don't really mind them anymore. They do good things. They eat the bad bugs.
They do.
But I will say I walked through a spider web last night and about lost my mind.
You turn into an instant ninja. It's just stuck on you, and then you're looking for the spider.
You know, I looked back, and thankfully the spider was still on the web. But
the big thing we need to let her, don't be scared, have no fear, because Brock and Hunter will protect you.
No, you're supposed to say, are here.
Oh, damn it, I did it wrong.
It rhymes. You moron.
Have no fear, Brock and Hunter are right around the corner to take care of you. Is that better?
Yeah, I guess.
You damn moron.
Rock 107.